from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, yesterday was an interesting day for conservative media. And when you say conservative media, you almost could just say Fox. I was looking at the numbers the other day. Fox is so dominant with conservative media. Mm-hmm. Not only is it the only, by far the most watched cable news show, channel, because it is the only one that is conservative and just dominates. Web traffic, it's something like the next 19 conservative sites added together is Fox. Wow. So Fox just dominates.
Their site's getting worse, by the way. I was going to whine about that, but maybe later. I mean, just in brief, it's gone from a news site to a reprinting our opinion hosts screeds site. It's getting less and less useful for news. Yeah, it's working, right?
Because all the other stuff out there, the Examiner, the Blaze, can't think of some of those.
Washington Free Beacon, Washington Times, OAN, Newsmax.
OAN, that's one I was thinking of. All added together, don't touch Fox. Anywho, so the texts came out about 48 hours ago of a lot of Fox hosts and Donald Trump Jr., begging Donald Trump to do something about the riot as it was happening at the Capitol. And I think a lot of people were wondering how Fox was going to handle that yesterday, how the hosts themselves would handle it and everything like that. The main tact, if you were wondering that and didn't watch, seemed to be from Tucker and Laura Ingraham and Hannity that, it's a real problem that our private texts are ending up out there, which that would bother me too. That would bother me a lot, too. Wait a second. How did me texting somebody all of a sudden become public? Everybody gets to see what I text. Not cool. Not cool.
Yeah, I guess my gripe would be with Mark Meadows. I mean, two people willingly engage in texting. One of them might say, hey, does anybody want to see every single text of mine? It's a betrayal of the assumption of privacy of your friends and associates, but it's not illegal, I don't think.
Anywho. Last night on Hannity, Geraldo was on there pushing back against some of the theme of Hannity's shows, and then Bongino was on there.
Dan Bongino. Yeah.
He's a host also, radio host, all that sort of stuff. He's the other voice that you will hear on there. It gets a little feisty. It goes something like this.
The obvious difference between the riot that happened on January 6th and the 500-odd that you correctly cite as concerning and damaging to America, to our psyche, to our physical well-being, is that this was a riot that was unleashed, incited, and inspired by the President of the United States, which targeted
the heart of American democracy. The President didn't say, no, you could say
that targeted the American.
The President said peacefully, stop. The President said peacefully, patriotically, march to the Capitol. That's your opinion. I don't even want to go down that road. That's not the question tonight. The question is this corrupt committee. The question is why this riot and not 574 other riots. The question is there any privacy in this country anymore, or do they get to release thousands more of individual private citizens' texts?
I beg you, Sean, to remember the frame of mind you were in when you wrote that text on January 6th. and when Laura did, and when Brian did, and when Don Jr. did. Remember the concern you had. Remember the frustration at our beloved 45th president.
Yeah, because I wanted a riot to end.
How can he be doing this? Why doesn't he say something? Why?
Okay,
You saw unfolding before your very eyes an attack on democracy.
Let me give it to
an
Dan.
Attack on the Constitution.
He said peacefully, and then he did do it. Dan, you have less than a minute. We're running out of time.
Geraldo, we've been arguing about this forever. The backstabbing of the president you're engaging in is really disgusting. And it's really vile that you pretend to be this
guy's friend and you continue to do this.
He said Donald Trump abandoned democracy.
He abandoned the election results. And he refused
march peacefully
to, he refused
and
to accept the will of the American people.
You heard
right,
it.
Nobody can hear you.
You heard
we
it.
Gotta leave it there.
And you stabbed him in the back. You heard
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I aged 3 years during that tape.
So Sean clearly cued the music once they got into it. Like, all right, let's take a break. Let you argue amongst yourselves whose side you're on or who you think is right. But two things on this. One, is the level of viciousness an act or real? I wonder about that. Because based on my real life experience, I think Joe's too, people who are on different sides of this argument really, actually do think the other side is really, really, really wrong in a dangerous way. So that's not, I mean, I see it on the text line, I've seen it in person, that ain't fake. So with them, I don't have any idea. What's your guess?
Yeah, I don't know. It all seemed a little cable news shouty to me, but I don't know. I think they probably both believe to a large extent what they said. I don't know. That just the whole tribal posturing in politics and cable news, the rest of it. Just maybe it's because I need a vacation or something, but I am just so tired out by it.
You stabbed the president in the back. He tried to end democracy.
Oh, for the love of heaven. Can we do better than that in our arguments, please?
My main takeaway on this, and there was, you know, that, not to that level, but that sort of thing on Fox all day long. When does MSNBC or CNN ever have a differing point of view on there among Democrats? It's all the same thing. As I've been joking for years, CNN will, you know, cover a big story, have a speech after a debate, whatever, have like 11 panelists on the show. 11 different points of view. Except they're all exactly the same. Not one of them disagrees with any of the others.
Right.
Fox regularly has people on there who really disagree with each other. I think MSNBC, for instance, is making a mistake. I think you should have somebody on there from the AOC wing and somebody from the Joe Manchin wing and argue and get into it. You know, the regular blue dog working class Democrat and the I got a graduate degree woke Democrat on your panel, but they never do. Ever on those channels, and Fox does it regularly.
That would be a lot more admirable, yeah. I know so little about the business model of oversimplified pandering on cable news.
I don't know
if it would work to be better.
I know this much. I know what the ratings are. CNN the other day didn't have one show where they got more than 700,000 people. I don't have to be a genius about cable news to know that the way you're doing it, with nine panelists that all agree, ain't working. You doofuses. So maybe you ought to try something else.
That's clearly true to a certain extent, but they're in business. They're staying in business. They're making money. If you dared challenge the orthodoxy on MSNBC, would that attract more viewers or drive some of that small portion away? I don't know.
You know, I was pretty shocked when I heard that Chris Cuomo, when he got fired the other day by CNN, was making $6 million a year.
Holy crap. He's
their most watched top paid host, but really with a million people watching you, cable news has got such an overstated influence on things. With a million or less people watching you every night, you make $6 million a year. Wow.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. That's impressive. I wish I was handsome, square jawed and had big giant white teeth with their
brother
what do you call
governor.
It on there. And my brother was governor. My brother's not governor of anything. It's him who's failed. Oh, man. So, yeah, interesting. I don't know. Well, yeah, I could bore people to death trying to analyze this. I mean, because you've got the lefty audience divided, CNN, MSNBC, all the Heritage Alphabet Networks and the rest of it. And I wonder how they stay in business and what they talk about. How are they going to get more viewers when they're all saying the same things in virtually the same way? Maybe you're right. One of them needs to take a risk and break out of the pack. But did you know that there are significant forces within Washington, D.C., calling for a fourth round of stimulus checks?
No, there's not.
Yes, there are. As the economy is roaring, inflation is soaring, unemployment doesn't exist if you want a job, with some exceptions, of course. They're talking about handing out even more money, if you can believe that. Young people are done with the pandemic. You can't get young people to do anything anymore to a large extent. And they're fleeing the state of Illinois, interestingly enough.
I was going to mention this the other day and trying to figure out how to word it so I don't come off as a real jerk. But, so the great resignation or the big quit that's been going on for the last several months, more people leaving their jobs than ever in the history of capitalism. And it's mostly for better jobs. So people are moving up the latter, right, to a better job and everything like that. Well, it seems pretty obvious to me that is what has then happened is the very bottom, like, least skilled jobs have now gone to people that prior to this couldn't get employed. Because I have run into people, and God bless them, in some cases it's not their fault completely.
Sure.
But I've run into people in some of like the real low, unskilled, the first person you come in contact with the company sort of person, that are just, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad, really.
It is. It is. Yeah. It is. And, you know, might not be their fault. It might be the best, their best effort. But, man, there are people getting jobs now and think, oh, wow. Yeesh.
Yeah, well, or you got drug casualties, or you got a guy who's got like half a dozen murder convictions, and you're desperate, and you say, listen, how likely is it you murder one of my customers? He says, probably not. And you think, I need somebody.
Somebody's got to answer the phone.
Right. Somebody's got to be our bringing the shopping carts from outside.
So, Jim, two things I want you to remember answering the phones today. One, people can hear a smile. Two, please don't murder anybody.
You got it, boss. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, you know what? That's right. One of the aspects of the story about the fourth round of the stimulus that I wanted to get to, it's from CBS News. It is so blatantly dishonest. I mean, the great news organizations of yore have fallen into the sewer. They're like, you know, at the bottom of the sewer where it's extra sewery. I mean, it's just terrible. So we'll do that, and what else do I have that's not that sort of thing?
We got some good texts on Do You Read that I would like to get to. I thought that was pretty interesting, actually. Maybe we can get to that. Because I think I'm a big proponent of reading as a way to make you smarter.
Right. Well, we quoted Mark Twain earlier. The person who does not read has no advantage over the person who cannot read.
That's right. That's how we got started on that. If you'd like to weigh in real quick on that, our text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, but one thing is for sure. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer. Contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever, the leading sign of COVID and the flu. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
During the season of giving, you might give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina?
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info, but LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com today.
Staying healthy isn't easy, especially during the holidays. Watching your diet, staying active, managing stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and effortlessly adjusts to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Bring proven quality sleep home for the holidays. It's our holiday savings event. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Finally, according to the latest numbers, Apple is set to become the world's first company with a market value of more than $3 trillion, and almost $2 trillion of that comes from chargers left in hotel rooms.
That's something. I remember when Apple became the first trillion-dollar company like 2 years ago. Now it's a $3 trillion company? Wow.
Yikes.
Oh, by the way, Alex said, is this true, Alex, that Zuckerberg announced that they'll drop the requirement for Facebook for the Oculus VR headset?
Yeah, I just can't find a date for it yet, but when they announced Meta.
That, I'm guessing the date is after Christmas. So after you get the Christmas present for your kids, you get a Facebook account, then they'll say, oh, you don't need a Facebook account now that we've already got you signed.
Yeah, once they harvest your data.
Yeah.
Well, right, and if you want full functionality, I'm sure they will find some way, by hook or by crook, carrot or stick, to make it much more attractive to use Facebook. Yeah.
It took me a long time to get on board with Joe's theory, but Zuckerberg is a bad guy. I didn't think he was a bad guy. But he is a liar and a cheat and a manipulator. He is a bad person.
The wrath of Mark.
Right.
Because he's a lizard from outer space. That's why.
Nice.
Well, that's part of it. You know, we need a new Mark Zuckerberg clip. I don't know. Maybe we can find something. Hansen, maybe you can find something when he was in front of the Senate saying, Senator, I'll get back to you on that or something. We need the voice of the evil.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. So CBS News, which has gone from, you know, one of the gold standards of journalism in the world to, you know, frequently a joke. With an article on their website, just came across it, talking about, well, the headline is Fourth Stimulus Check. What's behind the push for recurring payments? So they're talking about a fourth round of stimulus checks. They mentioned the various stimulus checks that have already gone out, but despite that financial assistance, millions of Americans remain in financial distress, and the spread of the Delta variant is creating new economic headwinds. Wow, way to be up on the variant news. First of all, almost one quarter of Americans struggled to pay their household expenses in the previous week, according to new census survey data. So if you struggle to pay your household expenses, the government should write checks to you. Okay. Well, the unemployment rate stands at 5.2%, still higher than its pre-pandemic level of 3.5%. And while businesses... Go ahead.
I always have the same comment on any of those kind of government handouts. So if you're failing to pay your household expenses, regardless of how you're handling the money that you do have or have been given or do make, doesn't make any difference.
And while businesses are hiring, there are still about 5.3 million fewer people on payrolls than before the pandemic. So businesses are frantically hiring, but because people haven't taken those jobs, they should get money. Interesting. 21 senators, all Democrats, signed a March 30th letter to Mr. Biden in support of recurring stimulus payments, just like a subscription. They'll just keep going until they're canceled. Somehow I'd missed that, but that just seems completely crazy. There was one thing I wanted to feature in this article that was so bad. Oh, where is it? Dang it, I lost it. See, this is the problem. I try to conserve paper by not printing everything, but then a website resets or something and I lose my highlights.
Aren't you green?
Yeah, well, I try. Plus, I don't know. I get to the point where I'm just swimming in paper over here. I lost it. I can't find it.
You know where I really kill? You know where I'm worst on the environment is plastic bottles. Jeez, we go through garbage bags and garbage bags full of plastic bottles every week in my family. And I've made no effort to do better. I'm killing the environment.
Yeah, I almost never, ever use a plastic water bottle. I have a permanent thing, a steel thing.
Well, aren't you Jesus?
No, I'm just a guy with a steel water bottle. It helps. I can refill it anywhere, anytime. It's great. I can't find it. I'm so mad. I'll have it for you next segment. Trust me, it's great. It's just fantastic. I've got a bad attitude now.
Oh,
your website was fine. Why do you have to reset? Right in the middle of everything.
Stop it.
Can't trust
anybody. Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
Riverfront Playhouse presents It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play based on the story The Greatest Gift by Philip Van Doren Stern and adapted by Joe Landry, directed by John Welsh. This beloved holiday classic comes to life as a 1940s radio broadcast. Join the cast and bring a few dozen characters to the stage as the story of George Bailey unfolds one fateful Christmas Eve. December 3rd through the 18th at the new Riverfront Playhouse, downtown on California Street. Tickets available online at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Brought to you by Cornerstone Bank and this station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Large smash-and-grab retail robberies are being organized, according to the Wall Street Journal, on social media apps like Snapchat.
Well, we are monitoring, of course, these thefts very closely.
But so far, the White House is not calling out social networks the way they did strongly, out of concern about posts containing COVID disinformation.
We have a responsibility as a public health matter to raise that issue.
In Los Angeles County, the sheriff sees another reason, a progressive district attorney letting offenders go.
Roughly 12,000 cases in his first year in office that he has not prosecuted. So that's 12,000 times that the crook walked away scot-free.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a new hero. The DA is San Diego County. I want to tell you all about her in a little bit. Oh, and one
which
other just real quick thing. The CBS article that I was saying was so dishonest. It repeatedly refers to a weak labor market and a weak job market. How can you say that? Communists. That's you.
The clip we just heard and the L.A. sheriff talking about how the DA does not prosecute anybody. That is just a weird thing that's going on in our society right now, man. District attorneys who don't believe in crime, who don't believe in human nature. It's wild. It's absolutely wild.
Yeah, they're so ideologically out there, and I think they actually believe this stuff. They believe
too.
In a Marxist utopia, and that the only reason people commit crimes is because of, you know, systemic what's-its.
Yeah, so I love that story you're about to get into, because the LADA, I didn't realize this is what's going on. I didn't even realize this is the way it works. So if you have some sort of horrifying crime happen in your family, your brother gets murdered, and the guy's up to get out on parole. So he's got a lawyer. The taxpayers provide that guy a lawyer to try to argue for why he should get out on parole. But who's on the other side to argue back? The district attorney's office. And in L.A., they're choosing not to. He will not allow his people to go argue on behalf of keeping the person in prison.
Yes, the dangerous leftist Marxist George Gascone has forbidden his prosecutors to go and advocate for the people. He's forbidden it.
I didn't know that's the way it works. So unless you're going to hire a lawyer yourself at your own expense, the local DA will not argue for keeping, in my scenario, your brother's killer in jail. Because the local DA believes they should get out, regardless of the facts. They should get out because prison is bad or something? I don't know what that is.
Right, right. Well, and it's worse than that, because a lot of victims have reported that they were never notified, so they couldn't appear at the parole hearings or what have you.
Right.
Gascone is deliberately tilting the scales in favor of getting the criminals out.
I am proud of our entire team in the L.A. County District Attorney's Office. We cannot prosecute our way out of social inequalities, income inequalities, the unhoused, the desperation that we have.
That's the voice of a crazy person. That's the speaking pattern of a lunatic. He's an actual crazy person.
Well, and a eunuch, too. He sounds like his testicles have been removed. He's a lunatic eunuch. A eunuch, if you will. Wow.
But that's how, remember the story a while back, Sirhan Sirhan, who killed Robert F. Kennedy? That's how he ended up getting out. It was one of these deals. That's how it ended up being such a story, such a crisis, how it got so close.
Right.
Was him allowing that to happen, allowing it to get that far down the road before everybody was like, whoa, what happened here?
So I was going to get into the story that the Grove, which is this famous L.A. shopping center, it's like an open-air shopping center. I almost bought a truly unfortunate pair of pants there one time. I was picturing younger, sexier Joe, and I saw these pants, and I thought, wow, I'd look really, really good in those pants. They're kind of a purplish hue, and, you know, with the right shirt, I'm on stage, I'm playing the rock and roll, I'd have looked very sexy. But I know me, and those pants would have hung in my closet until I finally hung my head and donated them somewhere. Huh. And they were not cheap pants either.
I wish you'd have bought those pants.
The unfortunate pants.
I wish there were pictures of you in those pants.
They were the opposite of the stretchy pants. They were the look what I got going pants. Oh yeah. Anyway, so why did I
break
go there?
Break me off a piece of Joe. That's what people were thinking.
In my mind, that's what they would have been thinking. But somehow, I said to myself, that's probably a little too much. So anyway, the Grove has had to install this barbed wire-like fencing. It looks like the trenches of World War II from the minute they close to the minute they open to make it more difficult for people to run up with sledgehammers, smash all the windows, loot all the goods, and disappear into the night, only to sell the stuff online, which I'm reading more and more about is the way they get rid of the stuff. That's why it's so lucrative. It's not like somebody wants to keep 15 leather jackets or 20 purses or whatever. They put it online. They sell it. They do pretty damn well.
Or 900 razor blade cartridges.
Well, right, yeah. And I've also learned that a lot of the online sellers, you can register as Donald R. Duck and sell online. Nobody ever asks you who you are or there's no proof of anything. And actually, all of the big online retailers, including eBay and similar sites, have signed on to this legislation saying, yeah, there ought to be accountability. But you ought to, you know, we ought to be able to verify who our sellers are, because it's become such an enormous hub of crime that they're fine with it, which I found interesting. And we can get more into that in a bit, but I want to get this segment into the absolutely fabulous Summer Stephan. Now, she might have sins. She might have made mistakes that San Diegans are aware of that I've missed, but she is standing up tall. She, like the communist George Gascon of L.A. right up the coast, are in their first elected terms, but she is a very, very different beast than Gascon. Quote, she's commenting on the fact that sometimes in crimes or crime sprees will take place in multiple jurisdictions, and then you have to decide where the crime spree is going to be tried, and sometimes the counties will get together and try the defendant together and pool their resources and stuff like that in the case of truly horrendous, you know, crimes. Well, Summer Stephan said of being dragged into that situation with Gascon, I can no longer trust that this DA's policies will abide by the law. I need to return my cases, all of them, to San Diego. Stephan stands in stark contrast to your George Gascon, your Chesa Bodine, your Diana Becton in Contra Costa County, California, and others across the country. Kim Fox in Chicago, to Yale in Boston, who was getting so much attention. St. Louis, there are 100 of them, or at least a dozen of them. Said Bill Wells, who's the mayor of El Cajon, which is in the San Diego area, she seems to be very concerned about the rule of law and takes her job seriously. I always liked her, but I didn't appreciate her until I started seeing overt insanity in places like Chicago, L.A., Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. There was a Soros-backed prosecutor who ran against her in the last election who would have been the same as Gascon if Summer had lost. It's been a rocky year. She's prosecuted more than 100 cases, including homicides and sex trafficking. The year started off with a court battle to reclaim a robbery case that began in San Diego and ended with two murders in L.A. Since the most severe crimes were in L.A., L.A. was going to get the case of this monster. And L.A.'s former guy, or former prosecutor, Jackie Lacey, was going to prosecute it. But after Gascon joins office, thanks to the Soros money and the rest of it, you know, Summer Stephan discovered the policy of we charge no enhancements, no gun violations, no you laid in wait, wanton cruelty, crime for profit, none of those enhancements. They won't do any of them. And so Summer Steffen is fighting to get the case back in San Diego to actually impose a little justice. And I appreciate that very much. Well done. You go get 'em, girl.
So you got a homicide detective there who's spending all his time trying to help victims of crimes fight to keep the perpetrator of the crime behind bars because of the fact that District Attorney George Gascon is prohibiting prosecutors from staffing the parole hearings. So instead of trying to solve 4,500 unsolved murders out there, this homicide detective has decided, you know, I'm going to help all those victims out there because the DA is no longer helping. In the past, the DA would always go to these hearings, these parole hearings. Now it's up to us to help out the family. If we don't help them, there's no one, said this guy McCarthy, who's the homicide detective. They are on an island and ignorant of the process, and they don't know how to handle it. So I'm getting involved because the DA is no longer doing that. A 2008 California constitutional amendment states that prosecutors shall assist and represent victims at parole hearings, which has been a very solid and effective policy in L.A. since the early 70s. Former L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley told the Washington Examiner. Gascon's complete abandonment of victims at parole hearings is unprecedented and breathtaking, Cooley said in an emailed statement. The relatives of murder victims are left to fend for themselves against murderers of their loved ones and their defense attorneys who are funded by taxpayers.
Yep.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, these are crazy people.
It's unconscionable and bizarre that these policies could be enacted, and they have been. And there's more. Gascon pushed for downsizing the jail population due to COVID-19, echoed by Gavin Newsolini at the state level. While under the state of emergency because of the Chinese bat fever, they turned loose had the early release of some 76,000 felons scheduled. Now, Summer Steffen, who we were talking about, has sued the state to stop the early release. This includes plenty of convicted murderers, rapists, child molesters, etc., in a case that includes 44 other district attorneys. But you've got these radicals who are trying to turn all these people loose. Prop 57 was supported by Gascon, infamous California proposition that the soft-headed voters passed. The proposition downgraded the prison sentences of tens of thousands of inmates, including plenty of murderers.
This is so crazy, though. I understand lots of policies that are like, you think this, I think that, you're to the left of me, I'm to the right of you, whatever. But this is out there in bizarro world land.
Yeah.
You're not going to show up to parole hearings, look at the facts, and on a case-by-case basis decide whether or not this person should stay in or not. You're not even going to alert the families, the victims' families, to let them be involved in the process? Because you're so certain that whoever went to jail for this violent crime deserves to get out, just on its face. Well, what is wrong with you?
Keep in mind that the parole board members are supposed to be the judges. They're supposed to be neutral arbiters of good conscience and legal knowledge and the rest of it. They are expecting the defense attorney to come in and say, oh, my gosh, he's been teaching Bible study. He's completely reformed. He feels bad about what he did. Don't you, Jim? Oh, I feel terrible about it. They're not in the position of the prosecutors who show up and say, a prison psychiatrist declared this guy a psychopath three different times. And that small violation the lawyer just referred to, he stabbed his cellmate in the throat. They're not, the parole board is not there to act as a prosecutor. They're there to act as an arbiter. So it throws the whole system just completely out of whack. Anyway, if there's a moral to this story, it's that, and the lefties figured this out. You know, if you want to talk about George Soros or whatever, but the far lefties figured out district attorneys. That is where they can get radicals elected, because it's just far enough under the radar people don't pay attention. Wherever you live, pay attention to the DA elections.
I learned that in my own situation where that homeless man accosted my family, that it makes all the difference in the world whether the DA gives a crap. Makes all the difference in the world.
A homeless man / repeat offender drug addict. Right.
Lifelong yeah. criminal.
Right.
Lifelong violent criminal. Biden Trump too, it's a possibility. I'll briefly touch on that because
don't you threaten me.
That's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, there is no better time than now.
This week, our friends at Simply Safe are giving our listeners early access to all their holiday deals, 40% off their award-winning home security.
Yep, we're Armstrong and Getty, and we love Simply Safe because it has everything you need to make your home safe.
Indoor and outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors, all monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it.
Simply Safe was even named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report.
And you can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes.
So these are Simply Safe's biggest discounts of the year. You can get a complete home security system starting at just over $100.
There are no long-term contracts or commitments. It's a really easy way to start feeling a bit more peace of mind.
Take advantage of Simply Safe's holiday deals and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Again, that's simplysafe.com/Armstrong for 40% off your system, simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them, and you cannot rely on them. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Still looking for that perfect gift? Untuckit is having a huge 30% off sale site-wide and store-wide for a limited time only. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of our super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, and cozy sweaters. So don't miss your last chance to save 30% off right now at Untuckit.com or your nearest Untuckit store for a limited time only. Untuckit. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro. Your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And get this, Uber Eats just made its first ever delivery to space after a Japanese billionaire brought food from the app to astronauts on the International Space Station. Yeah, that's how tough the economy is right now. A billionaire is working for Uber Eats.
Is the economy tough? Is it? It depends who you ask.
Yeah.
Weird times.
So, this is the latest polling on the whole 2024 presidential election. If you groan when you hear that, this won't. I won't belabor this. I'll just hit you with the headlines. So, latest serious poll. I forget, it's Pew or one of those that like you take seriously. Just 34% of registered voters want Biden to run again. That's overall voters, everybody.
It's that many? Wait a minute.
Only,
that's it. That's
only.
It. Democracy doesn't work. It's time to end the experiment. It was a good try. It was a solid try. It's over. A third of Americans think the senile old Joe Biden is the best. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What percentage of them are Republicans who want desperately for Biden to run again?
Well, it's true. That's a good one. The old
my bad.
Group. But I think that's a shockingly low number. I mean, the guy won the presidency just a year ago. He's been in office for whatever 10 months, and only a third of the country total wants him to run again. That's absolutely amazing. 58% don't. Terrible numbers among independents. Only 23% of independents want Biden to run again. 67% don't. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Among Dems, an anemic, it says here, Byron York wrote this, among Dems, 63% want him to run again. God, in your own party, you got elected 1 year ago, you're 10 months into your term, and only two-thirds want you to run again. That's something. Now, on Trump's side, 39% of registered voters want Trump to run again overall. 56 don't. Of independents, only 31% want him to run again. But in the GOP, 70% want Trump to run versus 25% who don't. That's not as high as the numbers used to be.
Yeah, they are eroding a bit.
If that gets down to like 60% or in the 50s by the time we get to the actual presidential election or choosing nominees and all that sort of stuff, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm shocked that the number of Democrats who want Biden to run is as high as it is. I mean, given his age and obvious mental struggles, given the failure of a number of policies, I mean, he's just got miserable numbers in a whole lot of categories, including categories that the Democrats usually win in most polls. That two-thirds must have a highly dim view of the choices out there or something, or people just aren't paying attention. I don't know.
People aren't paying attention, and good for them. Pete Buttigieg was in New Hampshire the other day. And
yeah, it's beautiful this time of year.
Tongues wagging as to whether or not that means anything. So,
it means he's running for president.
Do you think so?
Sure. Wagging tongues. No, he's got a 10% interest in a maple syrup concern up there. Of course he's running. Oh, he smells the presidency like crazy. And part of it's because the Department of Transportation has got so many billions and billions of dollars to hand out because of the so-called stimulus thing, the so-called infrastructure thing, which was indeed, you know, some infrastructure. He is the most powerful transportation secretary ever.
Food edge!
Edge, edge, they say, sir. And so you have the media, you have governors just kissing his ass. And guy already ran for president once. If I'm the governor of whatever, I grew up in Illinois, I'll say Illinois, the failed state of Illinois. If I'm the governor of Illinois, what am I going to say to really flatter Pete and maybe get an extra couple of billion to rebuild, you know, whatever, expressway? I'm going to say, I tell you what, Mr. Secretary, the leadership you're showing in your department, it'd be great if that leadership stretched from coast to coast. I mean, that made me sick even saying it, but so that all sorts of Democratic governors, especially, are kissing the guy's ass like crazy.
Yeah, and he was pretty good at running for president. I thought among the crowd that was running, he was pretty good at it. He's hell of a lot better than Kamala Harris.
Oh, please!
That's sure as hell enough of that.
That's faint praise, by the way. Faint. Better than Kamala Harris, you say? Wow.
If you miss an hour, get the podcast at armstrongandgetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.